Bin Laden. I got really pissed off when Bin Laden happened because I felt like so many people had been destroyed and killed, and people's heads got messed around with the whole Bin Laden thing, that when they apparently found Bin Laden, they didn't show everybody the body.
Oh, I know.
I thought that was like just a crime, because people needed to see that body there. Like, they needed that, because nobody was really sure if that was real or not.
Right, no.
And it was like, that was the big issue, right? And that was like, they invaded countries, they killed people, they destroyed cultures to get this guy, right?
Right, and then nothing.
And nobody got to see the body, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw that Inglourious Bastards thing from Quentin Tarantino.
Right, Brad Pitt's in it and everything.
I haven't seen it though. Did you see that? You know, I didn't want to go see it because I thought this was a bullshit American Nazi film. Like, I thought the Americans were just obsessed with this Nazi thing. I thought that was just complete bullshit. But someone kind of forced me to go to it, and I went to it. And actually, I was really super impressed with it. And the thing that was most amazing about that was that you actually saw people get killed in the film.
Mm.
Like, it was a kind of a closure, right? Like, the Jewish people never really had that closure, right? They never saw that body. Like, nobody ever saw that body, right? And so the closure hasn't really happened with the Bin Laden thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a weird thing. I don't know if it's still lingering, but there wasn't that opportunity for that, right?
Well, you look at kind of the
whole thing was ludicrous, right? The whole thing was completely ridiculous. Like, the whole stage thing they had, like, Obama and Clinton in the office, like, looking at the footage when the guys went in the building, it was all so fake looking, like the whole thing on the stage.
There was that movie, the 06 or, anyways, the movie about the crew going in and taking out. I saw bits and pieces of that, I had no interest in it. That was almost felt so purely propaganda-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it is real or if it is propaganda, but it just seemed...
But it's hard to take it sincerely when it looks so...
Yeah.
Stage, no, I hear you. Here we are with all this.
So I've been, like, I found that whole period of time from, like, when the World Trade Center went down to the end of Bush's presidency, and, like, a little bit even after, because there was, like, a lot of residue that flowed over. Like, I wrote a lot of songs about that, and that was, like, a big issue for me. Eh? Like, I was really, like, indignant about what was going on. Like, I was really quite angry all the time. Eh? So yeah, I wrote this song. For me, it was kind of like, I think it was a kind of closure for me too, because I had to get on with my life. Like, I couldn't be so, like, mentally angry about what was going on all the time.
Was that a type of release for you?
I guess so, yeah. Some of my songs were that. But I found that to be like a really fruitful period, creative period for me, because there was like a lot to write about, right? Like, there was a lot of irony. Like, if there's irony in the situation, that's what appeals to me. I'm really quite a, like, irony appeals to me. So if I find something to be ironic, I'll kind of write a song about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Show Me the Body.
Okay.
That turban on his head, what a guy. Sporting that beard so red. Oh, bam, 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 bam. Show me the body, bam, 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 bam. What a joke! Oh, they're trying to pull over us. What a joke. Well, I think I better take another toke. Oh. Are they fabricating for us? What a mess. What a wonderful chrysalis. Oh, bam, 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 bam. Show me the body, bam, 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 bam. Oh, we're getting tired of having our dreams washed down the drain. Red, white, and blue are the colors of the stain. Well, I don't want to bring it down, but a lot of folks have drowned, drowning on a sea of tears. A decade on the tune of mine now become a funeral pyre. Sunken in the icy cloud. If I had a Viking ship, it'd be a steel on his TV. What a man. Well, he's my neighbor, he's called a man. Amen.
Cool. So that's got that totally different song in the middle, right?
Yeah, yeah, country, a little little bridge.
Country song thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. If I had a Viking ship, it'd be a good song. That's cool. There was a lot that happened in this past, like, I mean, you know, think about it, eh? The 2001, like, the early 2000s, and,
yeah,
it has been kind of a lot of change. Like, here we are, like, you know, legalized marriages and legalized, almost legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Almost, or, you know, wars.
Yeah, well, they, and also they just kind of perfected the bionic eye. Did you hear about that?
No, well,
yeah,
no.
They just perfected a bionic eye.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, I knew when I was a kid, I was like the $6 million, the six,
yeah,
$6 million man.
Yeah, yeah.
Never really thought I'd see that one.
But so they're basically full-on color, or they're closer?
I guess so. Yeah, well, I guess it's like not hard, like it, you can put it in the human body without it being a reaction.
That's cool.
A bionic eye. And it looks, I mean, it's probably like fool anybody into thinking it's a real eye.
That'd be cool. Because, I mean, think about, you know, if you could, we were talking the other day, who was it? Anyways, we were saying, well, if you could, whatever your eye sees, you could capture that, you know, images or, well, there you go, if you have your bionic eye,
yeah,
you know, whatever you see.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, I wonder. I think the bionic eye is just basically gives people the capability of normal sight, but they could, you know, knock it up a couple notches, right?
Oh, heck, man. Enhanced, like, I always... Using megaflops, I had electronic. It's kind of cool to have the heads-up display and, like, you know, all the different. There's yeah, there's certain glasses you can put on that'll have give you the that's good.
Did you do a video of that? Or did you just do?